Hello and welcome to episode number 58 of the WP Cafe Show with me, Keith Devon.
And with me, Mark Wilkinson. Hello, everybody. Welcome along to episode 58. Thank you for joining us. If you are joining us live on YouTube or actually on Twitter, we're on Twitter as well, but live, then let us know in the comments who you are, where you are. And yeah, it'd be good to hear from you.
Yeah.
How are you, Keith? Bit early this week, aren't we?
We're a bit early. It's my anniversary on Friday, so my wife's booked some stuff. So we're going to, gonna have a nice day together on Friday, so we'll miss the show. So we thought, let's keep the weekly cadence if we can. And Tony says, hi chaps, is it Friday already? I wish it was, Tony, I wish it was. Hi Paul, thanks for joining us. So, what are we chatting about this week, Mark?
Well, we've got a bit of a full-site editing theme going on, I think. After some work I was trying to do last night.
Yeah.
And if we get time, we've got a bit about migrating content, which was an interesting discussion that we had with one of our customers. I just remember myself which one it was, about getting content like from the website into either other platforms or into other WordPress installs and things like that. So that was an interesting conversation and brought up some interesting questions and discussion items. So that could be good to talk about as well.
Yeah, very good. Hi, Craig. Hi, Joseph. Before we carry on, thanks for saying hello in the comments. Much appreciated. So I feel this is going to be a Mark-heavy episode, so I'll give a little bit of the context that I know as to where this is going to, where this conversation is going to go. But Mark, you started last night to start building, converting one of our clients' sites to a full site editing site, knowing that this is likely to be a request in the very near future. I think you thought, let's give it a go, see where it's at, stop being negative Norman all the time, and let's jump in and like use the tools and start understanding them, start embracing it. Because we do try. I know we complain a lot and whinge a lot about where WordPress is at, but we're also WordPress fans, and we're committed from a business point of view, certainly currently, to the platform. So, we do want it to succeed, and we want it to be good. So you went in, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you went in with that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
And what was your experience like?
Interesting, to say the least. So this came off the back of attending the WP Engine Build Mode sessions on Friday afternoons. If you haven't joined Brian and Sam, it's well worth it a go, particularly if the topic is something around what you're interested in. And last week it was all about curating the editor, which is essentially customizing the editor to meet your needs better. And that sort of and Nick Diego was on there as well, and really demoed some interesting stuff that you could do, which kind of like really piqued my interest again about like maybe full site editing could actually be something we could really use. You know, we've talked about it before. We've used it and we've semi used it, and we've never really fully committed to it. So I thought I'd really like to get involved again, have another go at it, because I am fed up with being the negative one all the time. I want to be positive about it. Mm. So I thought, let's give it a go. Let's see what we can do. So as Keith said, we have a client who's on a legacy build, what you'd say. I think from memory, they're not even using the block editor. They're just on the old sort of ACF, build thing. And it's not a particularly complicated website at all. It's a brochure site with a few bits and bobs of functionality. So I thought it'd be a really good case study to sort of see, how far can I get as a non-designer and a non-front-end person with building this website? Because unless I'm mistaken, and I probably am mistaken, full-site editing is exactly for that person. You don't need to know how to write CSS. You don't need to know how to write code. You can build a website in the full-site editor doing it that way. So I thought, that's perfect, because that's exactly who I am, really. So that's what I went about doing. And it was difficult, very, very difficult to do. I managed to get sort of a header built, in about an hour and a half. And this has just got a logo to the left, and it's got a couple of call to actions, so like links for email, you know, email us and to phone us on the right-hand side. And then it's got a horizontal navigation across underneath that all the way across.
It's about as simple a header as you can imagine on a website.
Pretty much, yeah. It's your classic website header. You know, there's nothing complicated about it really at all.
Yeah.
And just came up with so many problems just doing that. Like the first problem I have, and I suppose it's worth rewinding here a little bit before I go into that and saying that how did it actually start? Because, and this is my issue with themes now, in that I can go on and start and pick a theme. Well, for this instance, and I would imagine that if you are building a website as a non-Kodi person, you don't really want to pick a theme because you've got a design. So you can't pick a theme because a theme you pick won't be what your design is. So yep. I don't want to do that. And then, so I thought, well, is there a way of sort of starting with a blank theme? Like literally a canvas for doing nothing with, and I can use the full site editor and some of the new features in 6.2, such as the global styles and the block styles that I can always use to set up the styles in the editor. So that's what I went for. I used the fullsiteediting.com website from Carolina and downloaded the no-code theme generator, basically, which gives you a blank canvas almost. I think it's got an index template that's blank, so you can go in and start creating the templates.
Probably worth saying at this that point, though, that a user of WordPress probably won't have come across Carolina's yep. website. So there, you've already kind of got a head start on the target kind of user of WordPress just by knowing about that website and knowing about that theme and what its capabilities are.
But it does seem from the workflow point of view is that if I'm a WordPress, if I'm, you know, signing up for a WordPress site or whatever whatever you do, I've got my WordPress install with my host. It seems that the natural pathway that they want you to take is find a theme. Mm-hmm. That's the thing to do. Find a block theme. But I don't know. Maybe that's just because we build websites and we have to build them to specific designs that just doesn't work for us. We can't do that because any theme won't work for us because it'll have opinions about spacing and gaps
exactly.
and fonts and colors, which I know you can amend in the full site editor. But from my experience last night, you can't amend everything in there.
Yeah,
you literally can't amend everything. So you're stuck with stuff that you can change and stuff that you can't change. Which was a problem. So that's a problem straight away. You need a starting point. And I just left me thinking, what does a theme actually do in this instance then? I'm stuck because a theme is supposed to provide styles to content historically. And you could argue, well, it still does do that. But if I can edit those things in full site editing, why do I actually need the theme? So I think we're in a bit of a limbo at the moment where we kind of still do need themes. I can't create a website without a theme, but the theme isn't what it used to be and sometimes ends up getting in the way of what I'm trying to achieve, I think.
Yeah, and
that's a really confusing matter.
We've spoken a lot, haven't we, previously about kind of the attack on themes. And I've been fairly against that attack on themes. I think themes serve a very, very useful purpose. But this experience of yours does give me an insight into why some people in the community and that are leading the development think that themes won't exist in the future.
Yeah.
Because they seem in this instance, in this particular use case, to get in the way. And actually, you don't want a theme at all. You just want WordPress, and I'll create my own theme out of the tools that you give me. I don't want someone else's opinion. Which is what themes are. They're a designer's kind of opinion on what kind of looks good and works well.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to jump into Tony's comment here, actually. It says, thanks, Tony, for saying, I use a child theme of 2023 as a starting point. So I guess my question is why? What does 2023 give you that I didn't have? And I don't know the answer to that question. So because I think it gives me stuff I don't want. Maybe it gives me stuff I need. But I don't actually know what that stuff is that I need to make the things easier that I couldn't achieve. And maybe if I knew those, I'd be able to put those into the theme I used and then fix a lot of problems. I don't know. but it's an interesting question. So I ended up creating this header, and the very first problem I had was I had the header was simply so I set, how did I do this? I think I set my content width and wide width when I generated the theme. So I think I set the content width to be 700 pixels and the wide width to be 1200, which I grabbed off the existing site essentially. And then I added a group block to my header template part, and I can't set alignment for some reason. Why can't I set alignment on a group block? I can't make it wide width to make it stretch to my 1200 pixel width thing. I can't do that. It sits at full width, I think. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to have a group within a group, which then appears to show the align options.
Yeah.
And I literally can't understand why that is. I can't find any information about why I can't do that on the web. And that just seems really confusing to me. Why can't I set the alignment option on a group?
Don't
understand.
Does the whole template need to be wrapped in a group so that like the header and the footer and the content effectively all sit within a group that's full width so that you can then apply alignment options to everything below that?
I can't assign that group to full width.
Oh,
because when I drop a group in a template, I can't set alignments on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is, I'm lost as to why that is. I don't know. And it seems to be, I'm sure I've seen themes that have top level groups that have like a line wide and a line full on them. So is it, what am I doing wrong? I honestly don't know. So I couldn't do that. So I'm then nesting for nesting's sake, or what appears to be that.
Yeah.
That was very frustrating. Then I think I ended up using a row, which is a block variation of the group, which also is confusing to me. I think if you understand CSS, you'll probably understand more about what the three options mean when you add a group block.
I still find it confusing slightly.
Yeah, one's stack vertically, one's next to each other, and then the other one isn't either of those, so I don't quite know what it is, and that was really confusing to me. So I added my site logo edit, that's fine, site logo block was fine, and then I added I started off with a list block, so I had my different sort of telephone number and email address, and then I can't change the color. I can't change the link color. I can change the link color globally, but I can't change the color specifically for that link. So I struggled with that for ages. Then I found out this morning I can change the color with inline. It's a down arrow on the
toolbar. I think it's highlight.
It's like highlight, it's called.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to go to highlight to change a color?
I'm changing the color. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Bizarre. Yeah.
Then it was underlined, and I don't want it underlined. So again, I can go back to global settings and take underline off links, but then underline will disappear of every link.
And also, you did find that setting somewhere to remove an underline, and it didn't work.
And it didn't work. So I'm stuck playing with an underline that I don't want. So that was very confusing. And it just frustrated me more and more and more until it got to the point where I think, I just can't do this. I literally just cannot do this. It's not working. And if I can't do this, how on earth is anyone else supposed to do this? So either I'm missing something massively here, some secret sauce that you need to make all this work, or it's just not really ready for the projects we make. Because that's how I came away from thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and going over old ground, but maybe this isn't for us, and then who's it for? I honestly have no idea. Well, you said something interesting right at the start. You said something, you were kind of suggesting that you should be able to build any site, like with full site editing, you should be able to open it up and replicate things and replicate design. Maybe that isn't the goal. Maybe it is like, these are the tools that you have. You can do a lot with them, but you can't just like say to a designer, design me something and then I'll recreate it in full site editing. Maybe that is never going to be realistic.
Is that it's for editing sites, not for building sites.
Well,
but then,
no, it is for building sites, but it's not. You don't have complete freedom when it comes to the design, and maybe that's okay. Like, not for us. It's not a good experience for what we do, but maybe for the vast majority of people, that's not how they approach this anyway. They don't come to WordPress with a PDF or a JPEG of this beautiful mock-up and think, I'm going to recreate that. Maybe that's not the common kind of user scenario.
And that's what I'm saying. I think the path that WordPress puts you into is that, oh, you've set up a new site, great, go and pick a theme. And you'll look through the theme library and you'll say, oh, look at that one. And you'll pick that one, and then 75% of it will be what you want, and 25% won't. And then you'll use the site editor to tweak the 25% that you want. But that's not how we want to use it, and not how I would imagine any agency really wants to use it. It might be how someone wants to use it in terms of like setting up their own website.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's particularly intuitive for that at the moment. There's a lot of things that don't make much sense unless you've got prior knowledge of stuff. But you know,
absolutely. Which begs the question, who is using it and using it successfully? Because I don't know. I like genuinely don't know. I mean, there are people, you know, listeners of the show who've dabbled with it and have started to use it. But is anybody using it and thinking, this is what I want? This is the tool that I wanted. I'm really glad
that
we've gone in this direction. Like, because again, still for me, and it's been fascinating for me recently, using different systems within WordPress and outside of WordPress to see where full site editing fits in with things like Squarespace and things like Elementor would be the two kind of big players that I've been using recently. And for me, Squarespace is very limited. It's very opinionated, not that many options, not that much freedom, but very easy to use, and the end result looks really good.
Yep.
And the other end of that spectrum is for people who just want to be able to control every little last detail, which Elementor actually does very, very well. I don't particularly like using it, but I can see the power in it, and some of the things you can create are really very, very impressive. So what is so sitting
for me, it seems to sit in the middle. It doesn't meet either.
Well, it doesn't, or is sitting in the middle very deliberate? Because sometimes being in the middle is the perfect place to be, because you're a nice balance between two things. But for me, it feels like WordPress has got more of the pain points of each without the benefits of either. So it's like, it's kind of the worst place to sit in the middle right now. And I'm guessing it's moving in the Elementor direction and not in the Squarespace direction as a platform.
More stuff's coming, isn't it?
But it's so far off that like it's so far off being as good at as Elementor at what Elementor is good at.
Yeah.
Which is giving just like limitless controls. It's so far away from it. So whatever direction WordPress is moving it, it better get there pretty quickly, I think, because I'm worried now that people aren't going to like using it anymore. Like, we're not really enjoying developing on it. We had a really kind of serious conversation this morning, and this is a privileged conversation because we've got a product side to our business that is doing well. And we had a serious conversation about should we just stop building websites in WordPress? Like, we're not enjoying it. We're not enjoying the experience. It's a constant battle, a constant fight. So should we just go all in on the products and leave this problem to somebody else? And how many other people are having that conversation right now? And that's the developers and the users. I just cannot see this as a user-friendly platform. Someone coming in, the famous 5-minute install, bang, you've got your WordPress website with 2023 theme. Like, I want to see someone use that, like, fresh, who's never used WordPress
before. To counteract
that,
though, I suppose, if in the traditional 5-minute install, where a user would install it in 5 minutes, pick a theme, go and add content in the WYSIWYG editor, I guess they've still got that. If they're not actually going to make, you know, any changes to things, they're going to pick a theme, yeah, I like that theme, and actually, I'd like to make that blue red. They can probably do that quite easily. But I didn't see that, because that's, we've not really gained anything then.
No.
It's not really much different than it was. You could do that anyway in the customizer. Maybe you'd argue it's slightly more intuitive in the block editor or the site editor. I'm not so sure. But you haven't really added anything extra to that process. But, you know, I think at the moment it's not easy to use for doing what we do in terms of building sites and building designs that we've been given. And I was watching, I had a little rant or conversation with someone on Twitter last night, and thanks for all those people that replied to me and tried to help and give me advice and things. Really appreciate that. But you know, one of the chaps said, "What theme are you using?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not really using a theme. I'm using a blank theme." So, and then they were like, "Oh, well, you want to perhaps use a theme because it'll have things that, you know, like spacing rules and things that work." And I was like, "Well, but I don't want that. That's exactly what I don't want, because I don't want those spacing rules." And suggested using one theme called the Ollie theme, I think it was, from I think it's Mike McAllister, I think his name was.
Yeah.
Must admit, the theme looks lovely, but it looks like it looks, and I don't want it to look like that. So why would I use it? That's what I don't quite understand. And then I ended up watching some videos on the theme and explaining how to create headers and things. Really good videos. But the number of tweaks that were being made to individual blocks, you know, like fixing padding here and pushing this up there with margins and padding, it's like, is that how we're building websites now? Like everything has its own settings and you just keep setting it up as every individual element? Just seems a bit backwards to me.
Yeah, but I completely agree.
I don't know. So I'm confused, very confused. We've had lots of comments. Thank you, everybody. Should we get through some of these?
Yeah, let's go for it. I don't know where to start.
Where were you up to last time? So let's go for this one. Joseph says, themes feel very different in full site editing. I agree. It couples your content and presentation even more closely. Something I've always been wary of as a dev. I'd agree with that.
I hang on. I don't think I do agree with that. So,
sorry, I've just done that off. You put it on one.
So Joseph says, it couples your content and presentation even more closely. I don't think it does. How does it? How does it do that?
I think perhaps he's referring to the fact that every block has settings and you might set things for specific blocks that have specific content.
Right.
So, like I was saying, like you're setting margin and padding on a specific block to move it away from this block and that block and get it looking right, whereas actually that's not a global rule for everything.
Yeah, so if you change themes, then all that stuff would... But that's not the theme's fault. I don't think the theme is coupling content and presentation more closely, but maybe that's not what Joseph said. Maybe he's just saying full site editing is doing that and the theme is just part of that. Yeah, interesting. And he follows that up saying, not sure how it can be avoided when giving a visual editing experience for client, if that is what they want, though. Yeah.
Do our clients want a visual editing experience? That is a really good question.
No one asked for it.
No. Some do, but I can see
the point in it. Like, for crafting certain types of page, it's good to be able to see what it's going to look like on the front end. But yeah, I'm split on that one.
Just as layout widths can be set in the JSON file. Yeah, they can be set in the JSON file. As a user, I won't touch a JSON file. As a layman building a website, I don't even know what a JSON file is. So therefore, I wouldn't be doing that. But I did set them, but it still didn't let me set the group alignment options for some reason.
Yeah. Derek says, the who is WordPress for question comes up again here. Supposedly it's for no coders, but doesn't seem to be the case. Yeah, I'd agree, I think. I mean, again, it all depends on your use case. If you're happy to take that theme, that Ollie theme, for example, and just start adding content and working within the bounds of that theme and the bounds of the full site editor and the block editor, that might be absolutely fine and a really great experience. But I think we're talking more specifically about trying to replicate a design, or you've got something more specific in mind. But I think no coders will struggle to do the kind of customization stuff that we're talking about. Who should we pick out next?
Mark. FSE is what I've been waiting for years. Hey, someone that wants it. Yes.
Yeah.
However, I can't stress enough that the use case for a user that would pull a theme from the directory is different to the use case of an agency client these use cases have always been very different, even long before Gutenberg. I would agree. I think that is the case. But I don't see how what we've got now improves that. Maybe that was never the intention.
Yeah. Sorry, is Mark saying there that he thinks it's good for a developer and bad for a user? Is that the general vibe there?
I think he's
saying
it's no different, almost. Right. Or that the pathways of using WordPress have always had very different use cases for different people.
Yeah.
And people have made those use cases work in WordPress using a variety of methods, and that's still the same.
Okay.
Which it seems to be, from my experience, yes.
Yeah. Joss Velasco, thanks for joining us. He says, for simple websites, I use the site editor, but that's the kind of sites I make. Agreed. I mean, if you're keeping things fairly simple, there's a lot of good stuff. Like, we've really focused on a lot of the bad experiences of the full site editor. There are some really cool, useful concepts to the idea, and some things that are made much easier as a result of having it than not. But I think we're talking about like the experience as a whole, and especially for like a layman user. But glad you're finding some joy with it, Joss. That's cool. Joseph again, for a more complex site, I would definitely still prefer to separate content and design and use a classic theme. Mark again, thanks for all the feedback, guys. This is great. Mark says, we've built several sites using FSE, from a simple one pager to a multilingual multi-site installation. The hurdle for an agency is that you have to understand when to stick with core and when not to.
I couldn't get core to work, so
well,
maybe that was the reason to not to use it.
Yeah, so maybe for your headers you do something custom and you use the full site editor for the rest of the site, something like that. I don't know. There's loads and loads of comments. Thanks, everybody. I don't know which ones to bring up. Paul. I've not used the block editor as yet. Still ACF, hand-coded, and some Elementor. Yeah, I can see why that's attractive. Got a lot of control. Things that just work. Any others you want to pull out there, Mark?
Sorry, I'm just having a crisis of people ringing me here. It's fine.
we'll finish up soon anyway.
That's fine. I need to go a bit further down. I haven't read these ones, that's all yet.
Yeah. Now, there's a bit of a chat going on there at the end between Dean and Mark, but it's great to see. Anyway, we are, I don't know,
I think frustrated. To sort of summarise my thoughts on it is that I feel like I'm always the one that's negative about it. And every time I try to not be negative and to use it and embrace it, I end up failing. Now, that might be me. I don't know. But I feel like I want to use it. Everyone keeps telling me it's great, brilliant. I want to use it to get all these advantages. But every time I try and use it, I just fall into so many hurdles that won't let me use it. And I can't find out information that will fix these things. So I'm just literally stuck. And I'm like, sat here right now, how would we build websites for clients, for this client, if they want to go ahead with this? And I genuinely don't know the answer. I'm stuck. Do I do it the old way that we used to do it? Do I embrace it? Do I do a mix of the two? I'm just confused, really confused as to how to go forward.
Yeah, I think it's a mix. If we have to do something today, I still think it's some hybrid. Maybe using the full site editor, but with like custom, I don't know what you'd even call it, like a custom block for the header, for instance, where we've just like built our own block and it outputs the header the way we want it. Because headers are hard, let's be honest. Headers are always going to be difficult with like mobile navs and all sorts to build in a user interface. I think that's a lofty ambition. So maybe we just do it that way, because the rest of it works well. Like, we love the block editor, for example. Like, we're really comfortable with that now. And it's limited. Well, I say that mostly. It's limitations. Like, we can lock down the things we need to lock down. We can build, custom blocks when we need to, or use ACF or whatever. We've got quite comfortable with that. It really is just like the full site editing aspect of it that I think we're finding really frustrating. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll try again at some point, maybe. But
yeah,
I'm just lost.
Yeah, a bit interested to know who else is using it and using it successfully and like why they like it. I think that'll be.
I have to say, Mark is the only person who I've heard of that said we're using it like fully and successfully.
Yeah.
Lots of others have commented and said, "Oh, well, we're not using it yet, or we're using a bit of it, or we're using hybrid themes, or you know, this sort of thing." So it's like, who is using it? You know, who is actually doing it? And I want to see from agencies, which are people, agencies in our on our place, you know, that are doing things that we do for sites, building designs out in WordPress.
Yeah.
How do I use full site editing for that, and give the control that I need to the clients and restrict what I need to the clients and make it work? I just don't know the answers at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's using it fully. Not to build custom, not to like build custom designs that are. You just can't. I just don't think you can. Like even when we were talking, and this is a little while ago, but we were talking with Frank. You know, he works at Human Made, and I was complaining about the navigation block. He's like, "Oh yeah, we don't use that." You know, they roll their own version of an old school menu system or like something completely custom. So. And Mark said he's not using it fully. He's choosing when to use core and when to do something a bit more custom. Okay. So,
It just if you go, I mean, think about how we used to do navigation. We used to use what was a very good navigation interface, I thought, in the back end. Which if you go with full site editing, that's removed.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can put it back again. Maybe you can. I can't. I don't know how. Have we done that in the past? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It seems to me that again, if you go against what's there now, you're sort of going backwards, which is seen not to be the right thing to do. And then it's all very well saying, "Well, I'm not using that navigation because it's rubbish, and we're going to build our own." Well, that's cost. It's cost to the client. It's cost to every. You know what I mean? Whereas before we had a navigation system that was perfect. It didn't cost the client particularly a lot because it was already built. We didn't have to build it, etc.
Yeah.
The navigation block, why is it worse than the one we had?
Yeah.
Surely it should be as good or better.
Agreed. Well, yeah. So we're in a bit of a, I think we're in a bit of a tricky patch at the minute. I just don't think the product is very good right now, like as a whole. I think there's a lot of impressive bits to it. But for me, WordPress is in a really awkward place. It feels like some awkward adolescent years, even though it's just turned 20. Lagging behind
Matt,
a little bit.
Matt just said the add theme support menu.
Yeah.
Presumably turns that back on. Then I've no block to actually output that menu, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, we did do that recently. We got something working.
Again, you could... But why? It just doesn't seem... the right thing to me, you know, like, and actually knowing that, you know, add theme support menu turns it back on, it's just confusing.
Yeah, agreed.
It's just confusing.
Agreed.
Which is a shame.
Well, let's hope it continues to, I say continues to improve, as has it been improving recently? Let's hope it does improve in the near future and quite quickly.
Yeah, definitely.
But we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. I think we need to let Mark deal with his emergency, whatever's been unfolding. So we've run over a bit. I thought we might today. Thought it was going to be a bit of a ranty, long form episode, but it's good. I think, like you say, Mark, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the grumpy old men in the room. But I also think that it's important that we say how we're feeling. As long as we are trying to give things a fair chance, which I really think we are, we're trying to adopt things, we're trying to move forward, and I think hopefully being the grumpy man provides some value to the community somehow, so I don't know. Just a quick question, I don't know if anyone can see on, if you're watching on YouTube, this isn't for our podcast listeners, if you're watching along on YouTube live, do you see a prompt to subscribe to the next episode? That's just a little test, because someone was asking why they couldn't get notified of future episodes. So I created a future episode past this one. So if you can see a prompt to subscribe to that on YouTube, please let me know. Thank you very much for joining us. This this beautiful day. I was going to say this afternoon. It might not be this afternoon with you. Thanks very much for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.